Sivu Shu Yudzayan, Lama Tishrei, Hetov Shin Mem Beis, October 28th, 1981, on Wednesday.
Now, so this basis mentions two shittas. One shitta is the shitta of Rav Netan. And according to Rav Netan, in regard to Gila Arayas, there is no difference between the Isha and the Isha. And just as it is Yorim or Yaveh, regarding the Ish, it's Yorim or it's the Hori, while the Aveh, regarding the Ish. And we don't apply the Svore of Karkai. And the Svore of Karkai, according to Rav Netan, only applies to the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But where it's a question of a certain Yisrael not being Nitche with Netukach Nefesh, so it doesn't make any difference whether there is a Maise or there is no Maise. V'nichritzu Anfoshis or Eisens. So both do the same Maise Aveira, the Yish and the Yish. So then the question arises, why does the Gemara ask in Sanhedrin, west of Paresia, never mind Paresia, even if it can be Mitzine. So she should be Mechuyeves to be Misanefesh, because it's Yilaraya, she was a Shishi, she was married to Mordechai. So I'm comes, and why does the Gemara say here, we need to should be in the Shore? She's a Shishi. So it's Yorba Yahweh. So Rambam says, there is no Yoreg or Yaveh or Rigabe and Ishishish who is Mizame with an act. Because Rahmone Afro is up. So what Rambam she says, it's a Koye of the Nisa of Arayas. So there is a Nisa of the Esaku, even if she's a Kluyo. And then besides the Nisa of the Esaku, that applies even to a Kluyo, so there is the Nisa of the Shishish, we don't have the Nisa of the Shishish, the same Nisa that one is Eveh and one is Boa, the Shishish Akum. So if an Shishish Yisrael will be Nizami with an Akum, she will also be Eveh and Nisa. But the Nisa of the Sino, the Nisa of Arayas, is not Chaya, we got to be a Sakum. Because Rahmone Abshir is Arayas, and we explain it. So Rambam Shita is that in case of B.S. Akum, there is no Yisrael of Arayas. So it's like Shor Averes. If it's like Shor Averes, so it's Yahweh Val Yore. It's Yahweh Val Yore. But if an Anos will tell an Ashes Yisrael, an Anos Yisrael, not an Anos Akum, an Anos Yisrael will tell an Ashes Yisrael, if you don't submit, then I'll kill you. Then, according to Rambam, she is Mokhiyeves to be Nisanevisha. That's Rambam. Then, Teises is Chelikam Rambam. And Teises Shitayim, that insofar as the East Dawah of Yorba Yahweh by Arias is concerned, so in the Makshinu, that applies only to the Ish, who does the Maise, not to the Ish. Why doesn't it apply to the Isha? Because how do we know that by Arayas is Yorba Yahweh? Yal Puse from Ritziche. And by Ritziche itself, when do we say Yorba Yahweh? Only if he does the Maise. But suppose the Akum tells Ruben, you, I want to pick you up and to throw you up on a tinnik. And if you put out your resistance, so then we'll kill you. So then Ruben is not the Chuyif in the Nefesh himself, because in that situation, we can say, my Chuzin, the other way. My Chuzin is that the Nefesh of the Tinek is more precious. Maybe my Nefesh is as precious as the Nefesh of the Tinek. In other words, so when do we say, Kabbal Yitzicha Yorba Yavir, only when he does a Maise, but when he Sheva Al Taise, then, by the Tzicha, there is no Yorba Yahweh. So the Mele by Arayas, which is deduced from the Tzicha, when is there a din of Yorba Yahweh? Only when we go to Maise, the Ish, not Rigabe the Ish. Alright. So in other words, so how is it Mashma? How is it Mashma from this Tzicha? The Tzicha Shiti is that Pikuach Nefesh, just as it is Deiche Shabbos, in Kol Avir Shabbateo, but it's not the Yechid Yisra'ayis. So only the Yisra'ayis of the Ish, Pikuach Nefesh is not the Yechid. But the Yisra'ayis of the Isho, Pikuach Nefesh is the Yechid. That's how it's mashma from Teis. Then Teis said, we hold the poor Chosom, Gilu Arayis Ave, the Pshita Lidi Kim Shrei Kakeyon, Vein El Dibzer Atzma. Aber ich will Hashem, wo ihr mir alle ישראל und Tal die Kake immer. Und ich habe Kake immer mal so, was ihr will Hashem. Und viele Kritzer schulze, die Pore und Gabinoin, wo Kommissanien mehr wäre, und ich habe die Bosse und schon die Schoen, Rolle in Eitzel Zadiki, die Hito Besuamo, wo ich habe Kake immer, heute so, wie schon die Hose, Hose und die Pore haben alle in Mosre Atzmo. Dori Roitzel und Amisot, די אדער אבער הו יצור שפישנעיו אלוה קטרוש וביסן מאדיי רומו משאַפ קאקוס סו הי איז די קאשע נאו וואי דו די מור מורש איך ווי גאב די נישע דער איז נו די נו די אויב יאב די סו וואי דו די מור די מור אין די וואל איז גאב יוי די בירה די נושי די די מייער די בירה יוי So, you know, in the Kashi, welcome Sani Mabire, with Sani Mabire. So, you know, in the Teretz, no, she had no Hanoi, because Hanoson, Timos and Shoyi, Roy in Totaniki, she eat from Bozuamo. So, in other words, she didn't have Hanoi. It was painful to her. But why doesn't he boy in the family? The reason is why Yoel was allowed to submit to Sisro is because of Kakeilo. So Teisa says, they are the Gemara doesn't test the Kashe, Amayu Mosra Atzmo, because they are Sisro on the contrary. He tried to escape from his pursuers. And he wanted Yoel to protect him. So on the contrary, if Sisro is Mizame with Yoel, so it was suggested by Yoel in order to weaken him so that she will be able to kill him. To kill Sisro. And Sisro was a lady of Klal Yisrael. So the Mele, the Gemara couldn't say Karka Elom Yisrael. Gemara couldn't say Karka Elom Yisrael. So that she was not an anuso. On the contrary, he didn't try to force her. She was the one who suggested that to Zisro. So then the question arises. So what heter was there? What heter was there for Yoel? To be Mizanim with Sisro, to suggest that to Sisro. So Jesus says, Kidil Hatzil a Sisro, Manusha, where is there a heter to be Matzil Yisroel? To be Matzil Yisroel, so you are allowed to be either a Miser of Arayas? After all, if it's your or Yahweh. So that means one is Mechuyev to be Misanevish himself. And not to be even the Yitzhar of Arayis. So, what difference does it make whether it's one Jew or Klal Yisrael? If Pikuach Nefesh is not Deichet, Yitzhar Arayis, so does it make a difference whether it's the Pikuach Nefesh of one Jew or the Pikuach Nefesh of a million Jews? If Pikuach Nefesh is not Deichet, it's not Deichet. So, what is the Teisvet Teretz? Teisvet says, Pikuachatzer is Yisrael. But there is a shot. The more you want it. Now, so we see from this thesis that there is a distinction between Pikuach Nefesh of one Jew and Pikuach Nefesh of Klal. Why should there be such a distinction? If Pikuach Nefesh is not Deichet, so does it make a difference whether it's Pikuach Nefesh of one או את פיקוח נפש או במיליאן. פיקוח נפש is not there. But we find another which who distinguishes between the פיקוח נפש of one person and the פיקוח נפש of all Israel. That's the miller. The miller says, the Mir in Avodah Zarah says, "V'koshti v'yoyel shehoysol anu atzmei uvitzino v'dono esatzmo ki anuso le'atzol asrav." So the Mir also mentions the distinction between atzolas yochid and atzolas rav. Now, one second. What is it? The Miri is in the sugya at the end of Perik Vaseh Omer. The sugya of Yom Yavir is the final dollar. The Miri, Kedusha Amir Zareh. Now we find another Shkis of Hashemi that distinguishes between Atzole of one and Atzole of Faust. It's a very strange Shite, but we have to understand it. That's in connection with our design. Now, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Zayin. The Gemara says as follows, Dav Zayin and Dav. Yomar ha-tanchum ba-hanroi, lo-nema mikro zeh lo-kineged maise o-eida. Dav Zayin and Dav. Shenema vayar arei, vayiren izbeyach ufono. Ma ro, omar ebiyomi ba-yefes, omar ebelozo, ro ho, shezoguach ufono. Omar, ilu shemano le-hashke, of the Mikhi of the Bechu, who Mikhaili, in the Hoi, the Midrash of Hashem, Kayan Vinov, Kayan Vinov, the Lahabut Hakam Telego, Muta, the Lev Telego, Efsha, Havalit Hakam Telechu, Efta, actually, Hakam Telechu. So, now, so what, so, Haftam Chum says, this posik is reference to us. So there is a machleket between Rashi and Tesis. Which posik is the Gemara referring? The Rashi says, "When Elokim neged Maase Egel she also arim psho beinu v'natzmei v'heiro heta l'atzmei l'asei sloem eso egel." Because the Gemara before mentioned two psukim. On one hand, the Gemara is discussing pshore in the moment. So Gemara mentioned the posik b'tziya b'irich mi'is ha'gishem, that's from Gnai. And the Gemara also mentioned the posik ki sifse keir. So he mentioned the posik yishvo das v'seiro yivakshu m'piyu teiras emes oiso b'piyu ויעבלו לניצו בספוסו, בשולימו ומישה הולך איתי, וירבים הישית מיום. Now, when the Gemara, so the Gemara before the Bob mentioned both psukim. One posik is Lignar, ביצי הבר חלוץ על השם, in other words, when you make a compromise, so you are blessing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam if you make a compromise on principles. ביצי הבר חלוץ על השם, that has reference to those Jews, you know, who like to make compromises for the sake of peace. They like to compromise on all the principles. So B'tzei Rabbi Tzniyas HaRishem. In other words, a compromise at the expense of principles is blasphemy. Then the other passage is expressive of Shvach. Tira semesoris of the Tiyu, the Avu Lutz of the Sfosov, Bisholim Misha Holachiti, the Rabbi Nation Mobi. So there is a machleke between Rashi and Tesis. When Rav Tarchum says, Loimema Mikroze, El Kenegit Maitre Egel, that the passage is directed against Aaron, which passage? Rashi says the posik of Bitsiya Birchitza Bishep. So then the Gemara is Migane criticizes Aaron for making the Egel. So why did Aaron make the Egel? Because Aaron saw that the mud, the elephant, was in such a frenzy that they killed who? So then Aaron felt that if he's not going to give in to them, to yield to their pressure, then they'll kill him too. So then it will be in the Horeb B'Nigel Shad Hashem, Kayan Vinovi, who was the Novi, and Kayan the Tzarek. So then there will be no salvation for Klal Yisrael. There will be no solution. So in other words, so Aaron made the Egel in order to prevent Chas V'Sholem and Kevoyim of Klal Yisrael. Now, such a sublime motive. So according to Rashi, so Lema Mikroze Elo Kineged Aaron. Now, so the Pasuk of Bitzia Birach Nis Hashem has reference to Aaron. Even though Aaron had such a sublime motive, such a sublime goal to prevent Chas V'Sholem and Kevoyim, an extinction of Klal Yisrael, but he acted Chalukidin. So why? That's it. So from Rashi it's Mukach that in view of the fact that Avin Zorah, the Alochim is of Yehorim or Yahweh, so not only the Yisr Avin Zorah itself, Chas V'Sholem Aaron was not only Avin Zorah, Aaron just made the ego for the other Jews, for the Arab Rav, to be able to say. But that's also Yisrael Avodah Zarah. That's also Yisrael Avodah Zarah. So since and all the Yisurim of Avodah Zarah is Yoyim or Yahweh, so we cannot regard the Pikuach Nefesh of one person, so we cannot even regard the Pikuach Nefesh of all Yisrael. That's Rashi. Teisa says, Kineged Maise Egel, Akrodi Teras Emeskoi, Kidirsi Bisenke, Virabim Heishim Meobim, So Tesis is Chelik and Rashi. And Tesis says that Rav Tanchum says, remember, Mikro Zed, Elo Keneged, Maise Egel, it doesn't mean the Posik, Vitziya Berach Yis Hashem, which is Lignai. But the Posik, it means the Posik of Rabim Heshit Moben, which is Lishvach. So then, according to Tesis, so on the contrary, the Gemara is Mishabeach. Mishabeach. So the question arises, how can the Pasuk be Mishabeach? Rabbi Nation Mobi, it's Yoy or Yahweh. So according to Tesis, we have to say that there is a distinction between the Iser, between Hatzolah of Yochit, and that's all of Klal Yisrael. Now, how can Tesis say that the Pasuk is Mishabeach Harei when there is it's explicitly mentioned in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu said Ubi'arin naked. Ubi'arin is son of Adishem Be'yoim, Rehashvidom, Vespawim Gam Be'ad Arim Be'isayim. So, if the first mention that the Bi'arin is son of Adishem, and here come the tasteless, so the Pasuk of the Rabbi Meishit Yovin is mentioned with Gabi'arin, so that doesn't present the discussion, because according to tasteless, we'll soon see why that is so. according to Teisves, so there is a distinction between Pukach Nefesh of one and Pukach Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. Pukach Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. So even though an Avizor is Yoyla Yaveh, that's only in the case when the life of one Jew is at stake. But if the life of Klal Yisrael is at stake, then it's Yaveh Yom Kippur. But Aaron is still, Gambe Aaron is Sanet Adishem, because Aaron made, he had a good Kavoneh according to Teisves. But he made a mistake in judgment. Aaron assumed that as a result of yielding to the pressure of the frenzied mob who already killed Hur, so it is unnecessary. So by yielding to the pressure of the frenzied mob, so he'll save Klal Yisrael, because otherwise if they'll kill Aaron, so there will be no solution and no salvation for Klal Yisrael. But that was a mistake in judgment. It turned out the other way. On the contrary, as a result of the eagle, so there was a harinat and so many Jews perished, and had Aaron not yielded, so then they wouldn't have killed Aaron. Aaron made a mistake in judgment. He thought just because who was killed on account of his protest against the mob, so they would certainly kill him too. And it's not that he was worried about being killed, but then there would be no tkuma, no solution to Klal Yisrael. But he made a mistake in judgment. So that's why Gambi Aaron is Sanet Adishem. But if it had been true that as a result of making the eagle, he would save Klal Yisrael, then he would be allowed to make the Eliyah, even though an Avizore it's a Yoyim or Yaveya, but where it's a question of Klal Yisrael, not. Now we have to understand. So, in other words, so we see that the Miri mentions a distinction between Pikach Nefesh of one and Pikach Nefesh of Klal Yisrael regarding the Yisrael of Arayes, and Teisves mentions that we gather Avizor. So we have to understand, why is there a distinction between Pukach Nefesh of one and Pukach Nefesh of Klal Yisrael? Now then, let's see. Here, from this Teisves, it appears that the reason as to why Yoel was allowed to submit to Sisro is not because of Kakayon. Not because of Kakeilom, because here it's not Shaiach to see Kakeilom, because he didn't force her. On the contrary, he was trying to escape and to find protection by Yoel. So she was the one who suggested to him this news in order to weaken him and in order to be able to kill him and thereby save Klal Yisrael. So it's not because of Kakeilom, but let's see the Russian of things to see Yevamos. So Gemara says, "Tivoson shall we show him roi yitzel tzadik." Okay, so she was not Nisan. Lekel mi ma diporich amayu nosra atzmo. Shai kake ilomi, ki vikom agav yester. So he said, the Gemara's kashi is not, but Nisan in Avere, she should have been misanefesh herself. No, she didn't have to be misanefesh herself. Why? Because she was kake ilomi. So here Teisves says that the reason as to why she was not Misanefesh herself is because she was Kakeilo. But here Teisves says no, not because of Kakeilo. But in Yevamos 2, he mentions like this, Lekele Neymar Dibore Chamay Lumos Ratzmo, Shai Kakeilo Mi, Ki Yom Agavi Estea, Vereid, Ki Hu Hoyo Hoyo Mi Amso, Vyadarabe, Ki Shidalte Dibore, Reachriye, So, first he says that the Gemara couldn't take the kashi. Why wasn't she misanefesh herself? Because she was a kakeilo. So it's no kashi. She didn't have to be misanefesh herself. So thereby the stress implies that the reason is why Yoel was Evi and the Avere is because she was a Kakeo. And then Teisa says, no, he didn't even force her. So why did she do it? In order to be Matzah for his wife. So Teisa, first Teisa says the opposite of what Teisa says in Xerez, and then Teisa in Yevomeh says the same thing that Teisa said in Xerez. I mean, what is it? So what is it? Teisa means, assuming that he did force her, so then she had to head out to some beef because of Kakeya. But the fact is that he didn't force her. I mean, that is not reasonable. Moshe, Teisa is convinced that he didn't force her. And from the teaching in Shaftim, it's much more that he didn't force her. I mean, it's mentioned in Shaftim that he sought, you know, protection from Yoel. He didn't force her. On the contrary, she was the one that suggested it to him. So why was Teisa saying one thing, and then Teisa mentioned the truth? I mean, this is reminiscent of the story that was told of someone who was accused of killing a certain person, committing murder. So then, in his defense, the lawyer of the accused said, he has two defenses. First of all, it was self-defense. He had to kill because he tried to kill him, And then he didn't kill. So this thesis looks like that the two defenses by the lawyer. In other words, first thesis says that Gemara's kasha couldn't be. How was she allowed to do it? To be a davera, she had to be mitzvah herself because kakeo. And then he says, no, it's not chayav to say kakeo. It's double being pulchay. It's double being pulchay. Now, the Meir in Sanhedrin says that when Gemara says that the reason is why Esther was allowed to submit to Zeus, to Ahasuerus, is because Kakaila. So it's because the Hoyumulichim is Al Ahasuerus. That's what he said. Or Biyesh Gersi, because there are two Kersoids in the Gemara. Maritziche is Yoel or Yaveya, so שלא ראו עוד צורכי הנפש, כן הדבר הזה. וכי מה אם הם עמדו מניצח נער מרוסו? אלא הרי זה בו מלמד במקום. מה נער מרוסו ניתנו עציר בנפשי? אב רציח ניתנו עציר בנפשי. דן, מה רציח יאורי כבר יאבי? אף נער מרוסו יאורי כבר יאבי. ודן דו זה נדגר זה, אף נער מרוסו תהורי כבר תאבי. So Rashi says, no, that's a girl's mishibeshes. We cannot be girls. Afnar amoroso, tehorig ve'altave, because dihine is a klum, so she's not mechuyeves to be misanefesh. Vikakeilam ba'almi, v'chayon domoreste. So in other words, that's Rashi Shite, that vis-a-vis the isho, there is no tehorig ve'altave, only vis-a-vis the man, not vis-a-vis the woman. So Rashi is geres yehorig, ve'altave, not tehorig. But then, some shenim have the girl say, tehorig. So he says, the Miri, Sanhedrin, V'yesh Gersin Mizeh Tehorim Lot Aveir, Im Rotsa Zel Onso, Val Anaro Eim Akein, V'avzu V'yim Psakachu, V'yim Tishivein Yesteir, Al Kocho Mulichin Eiso, Udvoreinu, Monefshah, if it's Tehorim Lot Aveir, And este was an Ishishi, so it was a Aries. So why was Esther, why did Esther submit to Ahasuerus? So Al Kochoch Merichen Esau Udvarenu Einon Elon Mishaimon Lorichim Hatzmichol Yvoyen Plaini Vim Labonu Heben Esau Aber Mishem Merichen Esau Al Kochoche Einem Min Zeh Vriom Borleo Bin Yezetia Vihu Etzli Shoma Kakeon Esau. So on the surface it really appears to say something very strange. I mean, he says every time that that Ahasuerus had relations with Esther, so they carried out. See, to harmonize with the facts, I mean, that they always carried out. I mean, it doesn't seem to be consistent with the facts. It doesn't seem to be consistent with the facts. So obviously, what the Miri means is not that every time Esther went to Ahasuerus, when Ahasuerus called her, so it carried out. Doesn't seem. Everything is possible, but it doesn't seem real. So what really means is not that Esther was always carried. Esther, when she was called to Ahasuerus, so she went. But suppose she refused to go, then she would have been carried. So in other words, the shita of the Miri is, and on that point there is a machlokes hashem, the shita of the Miri is that there are two separate situations. There are two separate situations. Actually, there are three situations. There are three situations, but I don't think that it really means that. There are three situations. One situation is when the Anos tells the Isha, he says, now I'm going to force you, and if you fight back, I'll kill you. So she doesn't have to do anything. That's one situation. Now, so some assume that this is the shita of the Miri. That when do we say kakeirom only when the woman is completely passive, and the only alternative left for the woman to do is to scream, to fight back, to hit him. So then he'll kill. So then we say, since the only alternative is to fight back, so she's an anus of Moro, it's an Enes Gomor, and she doesn't have to fight back. She doesn't have to go. That's one situation. But it's not mistaken that every time that when Ahasuerus called Esther, so Esther was carried by force. It's not mistaken. But that's one situation. Another situation is when the Anos tells the Isha to come to him, to come to him, but even if she refused to come, to go, she'll be carried. That was the situation by Esther. In other words, not that every time she went to Ahasuerus she was carried. Doesn't seem real that way. She went by herself, but suppose she refused to go. So then she would have been carried. And she would have been forced anyway, but she could have put up in a position and fight back Ahasuerus. Then she wouldn't have been forced. And then Ahasuerus would have killed her. I mean, the same way as he did to Vashti. So that's the second situation. I think this is what the real means. The Miri doesn't mean that every time she went to Ahasuerus she was carried and she was completely passive. She didn't do anything. She was a shepherd. That doesn't sound real. But what it means is when we say kakeirom only if the Amos tells the woman to submit to him, and if she will not go by herself, so she'll be carried. And the only alternative left for her is not just to remain passive. Because if she just remains passive, she doesn't move, she'll be carried. But to fight back, to scream and to insult him and to hit him, then she will be able to avoid the rape. But then she'll be killed. So we say Kakeilon, she doesn't have, since he will carry her anyway, even if she will refuse to go, and the only alternative to stop it would be by fighting back. So, and if she'll remain passive without doing anything, then she'll also be forced. So Mimele, she's considered an Ines Gomu, and Mimele, it's not it. So Mimele, it's Yavavaya. But suppose the Anos tells the Isha, now you come to me, and if you don't want to come, if you don't want to come to me, then we're not going to carry you, but we'll kill you. Then I'll tell one of my servants to shoot you, to kill you. So in such a case, according to Miri, she's Mukhiyemes to be Nisa Nevisha. That's what the Miri says. So we have to understand what the Miri means. Now the Shaila is this. Teisve says that insofar as the halacha of Yoreh Val Yaveh in the Arayas is concerned, so even the Makshmi that vis-a-vis the Nishon, where she's Kakeilon, she's passive, so then we don't say Yoreh Val Yaveh. Why? Because how do we know that by Arayas it's Yoreh Val Yaveh? It's Yalkuse from Mitziche. And by Mitziche we only say Yoreh Val Yaveh when it's Kumbaseh, but not when it's Shabbatai. For example, if, let's say, the Akum tells the Yehuvah, now I'm going to pick you up and throw you up on the Tinnik and kill the Tinnik with you. So, and if you resist, so then we'll kill you. So Teisa says, Yehuvah is not Mechuyev to Mishnevish himself, because then we can apply the sword of my horses the other way. How do I know that the Nefesh of the Tinnik is more precious? Maybe my Nefesh is just as precious as the Nefesh of the Tinnik, so why should I fight back and not let the Akum use me as a stone?
Doesn't that Sfarah go the other way though?
What is it?
Doesn't that Sfarah usually go the other way, that you have to give up your
So that's what Teisa says. The Sfarah is the other way if the Jew is told to kill, but if the Jew is told, don't do anything, you just remain passive, don't oppose, don't fight back, don't resist, I'm going to pick you up and I'll throw you upon the Tinnik. So then, what does my chosis imply? My chosis doesn't say that the nefesh of the tinnik is more precious than his nefesh. My chosis only implies that they're both shkolim. Both the fashas are equally precious. So Mimele, if the Akum tells Reuven, you kill, take a gun and shoot Shimon. So then, we say, my chosis, what right do you have to kill Shimon to save your life? I mean, Shimon's life is as precious as your life. But when the Akum tells Reuven, don't do anything. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to pick you up and throw you upon the Tinnik. But if you fight back, so then I'll kill you. So then the Reuven can say to himself, why should I fight back? Why? In order to save the life of the Tinnik, my life is as precious. Not more precious, but as precious as the life of the Tinnik. So the main I shouldn't do anything. I have to remain Shemal Taise. So we got the Mitziche, if the Mitzeach is the Shemal Taise, so then it's Yavav Al Yor. So the Meile Arayis, if the one who is Eva is Arayis, is the Shemal Taise, is passive, so it's Yavav Al Yor. In other words, that's what Teisa says. So, with Pshutei, a Teisus Lomdes is a word in Pikuach Nefesh. In other words, we say, we have Yalkus and Mamun Yitzichet, that Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche Shabbos, is Deiche Kol Yisroel Shabbateiro, but it's not Deiche the Yisra Arayes. So Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche the Yisra Arayes, only the Yisra Arayes of Kumbaseh. But the Yisra Arayes, Yisheva Otayse, Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche. Why? Not because Kumbaseh is more homo than Shemotayse, because the whole Mokeh for Pekuach Nefesh not being capable of being Deicha Nisarayas in the Alfuse from Ritzeach, and by Ritzeach, so you only say, only Ritzicha Bikum Vasei Pekuach Nefesh is not Deicha, but Ritzicha Bishem Altai say Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha. So Mele Baharayah is the same thing, that Pekuach Nefesh is not Deicha, Arayas Bikum Vasei. That's the Arayas committed by the Ish. But the Arayas Bishem Altai said by the Ish, so Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha. Now, if Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha, the Yisar Arayas Bishem Altai said, so it doesn't make any difference whether he doesn't walk, she doesn't walk by herself, she is carried, or she will be carried, or even if the situation is such that she knows the anus in case she refuses to walk herself to the bail, to the anus, so then she will, so he will not carry her, but he'll kill her. It doesn't make any difference, because the Maisa Veire is always done by Shalom Maisa. Even if she walks, that's only Hechsha to the Veire. That's a Hechsha to the Veire. It's not the Maisa Veire, the walking is not the Maisa Veire of Arayas. That's only a Hechsha. But in the cause of the Maisa Veire, she is Shalom Maisa. She is passive. So according to Teitzves, in either situation, so it should be Yadavallah. What would the Miri Israelik? So apparently, the Miri holds that Karka Eilom is Isvore not in. Karka Eilom is Isvore not in Pekuach Nefesh. But in Onus, there is a loche of an Anarol Isase Dobo. Anarol Isase Dobo. In other words, now the Rambam, excuse me, just one second. The Rambam says that even though on the three Averes, so it's Yehoreg, it's Yehoreg Aver, but suppose it's over the Lineach, so he's put on a bunch. Why? Because we're narrowly sasidot. So then the Rambam mentions, the Rambam says, Ma'afat b'chei, b'tnishova b'ines, he malkinei se, b'tzorachim ha, she minisinei se, b'ezdi, apil horak b'ines, she malkinei minisinei me'olei ve'vecenei u'veidin v'asroi, she nema b'nei se nizar el ha-melech, v'nosati ani esponai bo'i shahu, v'pyashmu olomdu, ha-hu lo yonus ve'lo yishedit ve'lo yimit, ומאי מביאס כחובים שיחמורו מן חקל, הוי ילידי סובאינס, אין החליף קורס, ואין צורך לימא מיסס בלזמי, קל חיבה לישון מיצווס אמורס בתאירו, ובראי יסו אימי, ולענן אליסה סדובו. So the Rambam mentions two psuki. One posik is the posik regarding Hilich, you know, Satya and Yes Ponai Bishayu, Haubu Ronus, the Safo says, Haubu Ronus, who is Shayu, Mute, and then the Posik of Onaro Sasado. Why does the Rambam mention both Psukim? The answer is there are two kinds of Onus. There is one kind of an Onus that is Potter, even more because, as a matter of fact, the Sifri and the Posik, when Aaron is asked over, אין לנער חייף מובס, כי כאשר יוקו מי שאורי הוא צוח עם נפש, כן הדבר הזה. So the Sifri says, אין הוא יאור שפוטע ממיסס בזדי וממלכס, מניים שהוא פוטע מקום. So תלמוד לימא, אין לנער חייף מובס, that he's potter even from God. So there is a basic distinction between Sheikik and Onus. And Onus Gomer. Sheikik is also part of Misa, of Malkus, of Kores, Misa Shemayim, but Sheikik is highly called. Sheikik is highly called. Sheikik in Shechazdomim is highly called. But Onus Gomer is part of everything. there is no call. Why? So that's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos is the Gemara in the Sugi of Mumbes. So there the Gemara discusses Tinik Shemishbo. Tinik Shemishbo bin Akum, and he was Michal Shabbos all his life, whether he's Mechuyev Kolm or not Mechuyev Kolm. So Mumbes says he's not Mechuyev Kolm when he becomes a Baal Tshuva. So he says, my mezit chayte, v'sheyik chayte, masheike, tinik shemishbo bin akum. So he's not a chayte. So what do we see? That there is a basic distinction between a shedik and an onus, someone who is an onus gomer. In other words, shedik is a chayte. He's not chayv that kind of oynesh that a mezit is chayv. So if somebody doesn't avail of the mezit, he's a rosh. But if somebody doesn't avail of the shedik, he's a chayte. He's not a rosh. So in other words, rosh implies more culpable guilt than chayte. But shedik is a chayte. Shedik is a chayte. But masheik in onus, so the pshutish on mikro, of lanaro isasu dovore, lanaro chayt mobes, kashe yokom yish al reyu or tzokhi nefesh in adobar adek. What's the pshutish on mikro? The pshutish on mikro is, there are a number of droshes, but the pshutish on mikro of that posik is, the nara amoroso she's in sobeines. So, she's faultless, she's not a chetas. She's not a chetas. Can you say that the victim is a chayte? He was killed. He's a chayte. So the same way you cannot say that the Nara Moroso Shezin Sobeines is a chitas. If somebody writes on Shabbos because he forgot, he thought it was Sunday, he didn't know it was already night time, he thought that he was in a dark room, So he didn't know that the sun set already. So he's a shedik. He's a chayte. He's not a mezi. He's potter of nise, of malkes, of kores, of nishamay. But a chayte is. But an onus gomor is not even a chayte. This is what Mumbe says in Kol Godo. So that's the pshit shal mikro. In lanaro chayt moves kashe yokim shal reyu tzokhi yashar azeh. I mentioned that in explaining the lanaro isas lobo on the gar to kim at night basis. So Rashi says, why did the Lanaro Isas Lobo? What bearing does Lanaro Isas Lobo have upon Jima Tnai Beines? The answer is, Tnai means that the God has to be Mikayim. And if he's an Enes, so then it's not an act that can be attributed to the God as a voluntary agent. It's an act, it's a mechanical act, that is done by the God, not as a God, as a Chepte. The same kind of act that can be done by stone, by wind. So, that's the pshit shal mikro, kashe yokom yish al reyu tzoch in nefesh kadom azeh. So in other words, shedik is chayav mikom, because he's a chayte. Masheike nonus gomo, is not even chayav mikom. That's why the Roshan Rambam, in Perek Aleph, in Yuchesh Shuvah, Aloch Aleph, is kol avini shebateiro, kishe yashe, kishe ben vidmozodin ben vishedik, kishe yase hachayte shuvo chayav nisvadis lefne yokil borchu. So he says, Ben Bizon Ben Nishgoro, but he doesn't say Ben Beines. The answer is, Shedik is a chayte, so he's mechuyev to Mitzvah, he's mechuyev to Mitzvah. Onus Gomo, he's not mechuyev to Mitzvah. Nara Moroso, who was forced, she's not a chayte, she doesn't have to be Mitzvah.